Welcome to UBP Podcast.
My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing whether or not it's a good time to consider domestic Chinese equity exposure again in portfolios. The key takeaways of this podcast are: the UXS Best Selection China A continues to post a strong performance, outperforming its index over 1 year and since inception. Market volatility has increased in 2021, providing investors with new entry points. Our investment process continues to benefit from structural market inefficiencies and from the return of volatility. The strategy has recorded positive inflows year to date. We continue to see cyclical and strategic opportunities in the next phase of China's transformation. A domestic focus on soft consumption and early stage innovation may provide shelter from potential regulatory and external pressure. What about the first quarter review? Well, volatility has returned to Chinese equity markets after rallying 90% from its trough in March 2020 to a peak in February 2021. The MSCI China has fallen by 16% in the last month. This volatility has been driven by a combination of cyclical concerns, as Chinese policy has slowly begun to normalize increased regulatory antitrust pressures from the domestic Chinese authorities, as well as geopolitical tensions. Cyclical concerns are probably overstated, as China has no need to tighten policy as dramatically as it did in 2011 or 2015, given the more modest pandemic-related stimulus in 2020. Looking at mainland-listed A-shares, cyclical earning prospect looks set to benefit not only from the cyclical economic expansion underway, but also from the domestically focused transformation set to be spurred on by China's latest five-year plan. Indeed, even just assuming a cyclical earning recovery, China A-shares are now trading below mid-cycle P/E ratio multiples, suggesting earnings and P/E ratio-driven performance catalysts lie ahead. What about performance? Since launch at the end of March 2021, UXS Best Selection China A has delivered an excess performance of 3.6% net of fees in US dollar compared with the MSCI China A Onshore Index. It should be noted that, unlike the more aggressive of our competitors, the strategy's tracking error was well contained, especially at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The one-year performance has been rather strong, plus 54.34% net of fees in US dollar, compared to 49.66 for the index, with a well-managed tracking error of 5.5%. Under the constraints of our tracking error budget, the strategy continues to benefit from the positive trend initiated over the last few years. During the inflection point last month, we experienced a limited drawdown thanks to our in-house volatility prediction model, which focuses more on behavioral finance and uses a market sentiment levels to pick the most appropriate stocks. Well, one could ask, why China A market? First in, first out. In a world dented by the COVID-19 outbreak, the Chinese domestic market offers unique growth prospects. In 2021, China's GDP is expected to grow by 8.6% versus 5% for developed markets and 6% for emerging markets. Resilient domestic consumption, a capacity for technological innovation, and further financial reforms make China a prime candidate for long-term investment. In sharp contrast with most developed markets, Chinese equities currently offer reasonable valuations. The P/E ratio for 2021 stands at 17 times in the region for the MSCI China versus 20 times for global equities, and up to 23 times for US stocks. In conclusion, the combination of a large pool of opportunities, there are more than 3,000 listed companies in China, and the inefficiencies in the market, it is still driven by retail investors, means there is a considerable scope for institutional investors to outperform the broader market. With this in mind, our team is focusing on finding companies with a relevant volatility pattern and only investing in their strongest convictions, with the aim of outperforming the MSCI China A index on a sustainable basis. As the Chinese stock market remains less mature than those in the developed world, rigorous analysis and strict risk management are vital to help us achieve this goal. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.